Para Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.
And down boundary side, we can't wait because for Inspirations Paint Grovedale, Brisbane big man Darcy Fort standing alongside our own Jason Doherty. Good evening, Jace.
Yes, Tom, thank you very much down here with Darcy Fort. And the last time we saw Darcy, it was in celebratory mode. It's been a while, but it's been a big 12 months as well for you, Darcy, and great to be back at the G.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to hopefully a big game. And yeah, great to be playing against a good side.
Now, before the boys upstairs talk about the real stuff, unfortunately, your grumpy brother missed the finals this year. And we were just talking off air. We actually probably have got more access to him than you. You were just saying that he doesn't talk to you much during the season.
Yeah, no, he doesn't give me much. I think he keeps to himself and his lovely fiancée. So, yeah, not much for me.
Darce, thanks for joining us. Kingy, Cass and Reg Tui talking to you. Just give us the emotions right now for you as you prepare for in 94 minutes to be thrust into the Coliseum of final.
Yeah, just trying to stay calm and stay ready. Yeah, good game. Like, obviously, we've had good battles in the past, and Geelong had a great year. So, yeah, looking forward to it.
You obviously have kept Oscar McInerney out of the team, which is no mean feat. We know how good a ruck he is. Do you play with that, knowing that at any moment you could get the tap on the shoulder? And is that what drives you to continue to perform the way you have, especially in the second half of the season?
A little bit. My focus is pretty simple. If I'm playing this week, then that's all I have to focus on and play my role, and just keep sort of stacking that on top of each other. And if O comes back in, then he's well deserved because he's an absolute superstar for us and been a warrior. So yeah, as I said, taking it a week at a time and see how we go.
Darcy, when did you find out or know that Reece Stanley probably wasn't going to be playing?
Same time as you guys. Probably yesterday evening. So. Looking forward to a good battle with whoever's in there.
Does it make your preparation a little bit more difficult, given you would have known Stanley was going to be the option and now there's probably a little bit of uncertainty about what the Cats might do?
A little bit. I mean, look, I've got a bit of experience, probably more than most, against rucking against De Conning and Blitzarves and Shannon Neal. So a little bit of a change in mindset, but yeah, we'll move on pretty quickly and just attack who's ever in there.
18th game for you this year. I think you're playing what tonight is your 54th game, and you've played... going to have played about 36 of those in two seasons.
Yeah, bit of a roller coaster, but yeah, enjoying a bit of continuity while I've got it.
Speaking with Darcy Ford, thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale, he's Reg Tui.
40, nice to speak to you again, mate. You seem like, being a player myself who obviously changed clubs and kind of reaped the benefits, you seem like you're really enjoying your time up there. Obviously, you've been really successful in recent times, but you must be loving being part of a really strong side and getting to play now on a weekly basis.
Yeah, definitely. I think so underrated going from such a strong side in Geelong to go up to Brisbane and have that opportunity to play finals every year is so underrated. So enjoying my opportunity while I've got it and go from there.
What do you like in the rooms before the game, Darcy? Do you keep to yourself or do you sort of stripping banners off the wall or what do you do?
I'm the same as I'm during the week. I keep to myself and let everyone else carry on.
Who's likely to be sort of stripping banners off the wall? Who gets a bit excited pre-game?
Look, Darcy Wilmot, Kyle Lohman are usually good for some energy, so trying to avoid them.
Up and about.
Yeah.
Darcy, really appreciate your time. It's great to have access to a player ahead of a massive clash. We wish you the best of luck. We love following your career and what you've been able to do. We're wrapped for you last year, and we hope you go well tonight, although, as you probably understand from us, not too well. But I know you get that.
Nah, all good. Thank you, guys. Appreciate the support.
Good to talk. Well, Darcy Fort joining us on K-Rock Footy. Great access. Thanks to the Lions for organising that. Thanks to Inspirations Paint Grovedale. What's your next project? 138 Torquay Road in Grovedale.
K-Rock Football. The Inspirations Paint pre-game interview.